Gosh, I see this all the time happening in dynamics where people are getting to know one another. And it's something that I always mention to people when it's very evident to me what's happening in the moment, when they're in the beginning of the journey and they're trying to get to know one another. And there is a level of fear that kicks in because you're getting some signs that don't resonate in a positive way. And there are things that you see from that person that maybe remind you of something you've experienced before. Many times, it's not that you're wrong. You know, it's not that you... I believe, I was telling this to my friend the other night, that when it comes to the patterns, like I started recognizing that in late 20s, early 30s, when I started realizing, oh, like basically we experience patterns of people, of experiences, and it just looks in a different way. But if you're able to tell, like for example, like right now, I can tell that the cryptocurrency world and its growth is going to be something that in 20, 30 years from now, it's going to be the standard. And people are going to be looking at it like, okay, why the fuck didn't I get in? And it reminds me of the dot-com bubble. It reminds me of just so many things that I've seen along the way that develop and change. And you're like, oh, this is a game changer. This is the way people are going to be doing business going forward, right? So there is a level of trusting what you've experienced before, but I think in the world of dating, it's very hard to let go of traumatic experiences. So, you know, one of the things that I try to remind people is to clear the slate, meaning that when you're dating, no matter what kind of baggage you've had in the past, you have to let the new person be who they are and let them be who they are and then hope that, not hope, but give them the benefit of the doubt until they show you otherwise. So if they say certain things, but their actions don't show that, then you just have to trust it until you start seeing the signs or just start showcasing the signs. Because I think when it comes to dating in the beginning, everyone's on their best behavior. Very evident. And then what happens along the way is that people tend to show their true colors. People tend to be who they desire to be, all these different things. And I guess for me, it's always very fascinating because I see this, and I see this a lot from women, especially from women, more so than men, is that we get in a position of, not we, but women, it's like they've been through so fucking fucked up shit. Like when they go out of a divorce, they've been through hell and back in that divorce. When they've been in a relationship, it's been some epic fucked up shit of why it ended, okay? Because I believe that women in general, they don't get into a relationship or in a commitment with somebody and throw up the white flag when the going gets tough. They really try to go through that shit and try to work through it, whatever it is. Once they hang their hat or they hitch their wagon on that guy and they say, that's the guy I want to be with for the rest of my life, no matter what shit's going on, you know, it ends up being a very toxic relationship for many, many years because you're not able to let go of that commitment. Like for whatever reason, you feel like you have to die on that sword knowing that, hey, we've been together for 30 years. I want to say that. That's how I value myself, right? So, but when those things don't work out and you're on the new world and you're dating, then we deal with a level of PTSD. All of us do, including myself. And I think what you, if you're not able to clear the slate with somebody, then you still got to do work for yourself. And I just talk about myself in this example, but like for myself, I knew I was ready to date and be open to people because I had already put in the time to myself to recognize what happened in my last relationship, what things did I create for it to fail. You know what? Because everyone is easy to claim to blame the other person, but the other person is going to have a different perspective about it. And they're going to say that there are certain things that caused it to be the way it was, right? So you have to really self-reflect on those things that were said about you and say, okay, are these things true to who I am? Are these things are basic fallacies of who I am? And so you do those things. What else do you do? I had it in my head. I just kind of lost track of my head. you have to self-reflect. You have to look at the flaws you did. You have to look at the kind of person you want to be, or, you know, reclaim yourself. Because when you're in a relationship and it's something that's, let's say it's not a happy ending, you lost how you operated. Meaning like the person you were in the beginning is not the same person at the end. And when you're trying to reclaim yourself, in my opinion, I think you have to do some soul searching. You have to do, and the way I tell people to do that is to touch base with the people that have known them since the beginning, before the relationship, and just touch base with who you were as a person. And then from that point, oh, I remember who I was. And then from that point, it's like, okay, I want to operate moving forward like this or like that. Like, you're able to reclaim yourself in that sense. And then the one thing that I also think is important, not only when you're reclaiming yourself, you find out, but then you realize, okay, these are the things I don't want to experience moving forward, right? I mean, you're going to have to create a new constitution, a new bill of rights in a way of how you want to function in a relationship going forward. That's why I had all those challenges for many, many years, because I would sit down with somebody and I would know based on their constitution of what their core values were different than mine. And I knew, well, I'm not going to be in this because I'm not going to coerce you into believing into what I believe. And obviously you're not going to believe, because you're going to be, women are very steadfast in how they want to be in a relationship. That's one thing that was very clear to me when I was out in the dating world. They're not fucking around. It's like, because they're looking at it from a point of view of, I'm not here to waste time. If you're not about what I'm about, then I don't want to give you any more time. I already have fuck buddies. I already got a long list of guys that I'm not really interested in. I got a friend zone that I could dig through. I'm looking for the one. Are you the one or not? Period. And that was something that I would explain to people, and they couldn't understand that. They couldn't understand why don't people just date, why people don't. And I'm like, well, because they already have a stable of stuff that they could just play around with, but they want something serious. So they will talk to me. It was always with intentions to be in a serious relationship. So I said, okay, you want a serious relationship, but this is my criteria. I'm not gonna waste your time, because I know you're not asking for time to be wasted. So I'm gonna give you the whole kit and caboodles from the beginning. It resonated with some, and most of them did not. And then a few that did take the bait, meaning me genuinely being open and transparent about everything they're gonna fucking experience with me, after a month or so, or after some time, they'll be like, ah, that's not what I want to deal with. I'm like, I'm not signing up for that. I know it sounded interesting and unique and different, but after further review, I can't go through with that shit. I get it. That doesn't bother me. But I think what I see happening is that when you are in a relationship, or many people are dating out there, they're not able to clear the slate, because they're still dealing with trauma from the past relationship, from the past person that did them so dirty. And what happens in the impacts a new person, because while they're coming in with good intentions, while they're coming in with a clean slate, or they're doing their best to not bring the past over, right, and they're treating you as a new person, guys, I think we're better about that. Unless it was the one that got away, like if we're dealing with somebody that it was the love of our lives, then yeah, you better check the fuck out of Dodge. But if it was somebody that they were married to, yeah, they were in love where they loved them and care for them, but the shit just faded out and they're ready to move on, then they're more inclined to not put the past in the current or picture you as somebody from the past. But women, unfortunately, they don't do that. They overanalyze it. They think it too much. I see it all the time. And what I always tell women, it's like, look, just clear the slate. You have to clear the slate. If you haven't cleared the slate, then you should not be in the business of dating anybody, first of all. You need to have more time to yourself. And then when you're ready for that, then you go ahead and talk to people. Then you go ahead and do what you got to do, right? I mean, then you're able to be open to give this person an opportunity. And you also, it's very important, I think, is you have to understand, you can't compare the new person to the wanting what it was from the past, okay? So what I mean by that is that, let's say I experienced Las Vegas. I'm going to call a girl Las Vegas. And I'm like, wow, Las Vegas was amazing, fucking epic. This is what I want in my life. I want Vegas, okay? But that Vegas experience didn't work out, okay? So now you meet Greece. Well, Greece is different than Vegas. Greece is different than Japan. Greece is different than the Bahamas, so on and so forth. So you have to, when you clear the slate, you also have to put in your mind that this ride, that this experience, that this visit with this new person, it's going to be different. And there's going to be beautiful things that you're going to love about Greece that are not available in Vegas. And there's some things that are beautiful about Vegas that you're going to miss that are not going to be available in Greece. But guess what? You're here experiencing something new. But some people, they don't like to make that acquired taste, so to say. Like, they're not able to see the beauty, the overall beauty in where they're at. And they're sitting there complaining about how it's not how they want it to be. How this person is not what Vegas was about. And I get that. And I think you have every right to feel that way. But let me just tell you something, especially when you're dating at a later stage, especially if you've already been married. People get set in their fucking ways, just like I do. We start running a program where we're comfortable living the way we live. Okay? So it's easier to be with somebody, to be 18, 19, and date and say, I still want Vegas. Cool. I get that, because people haven't had the experiences. But at some point, people permanently become Greece, permanently become Japan. They become their own different entity outside of what you want to experience. And it's not to say that it's lesser experience than what you experience. But I bet in some cases, if you gave it some time, you probably feel Greece is a better experience than Vegas have some time. You'd be like, okay, awesome. Damn, I love this place. You know, Vegas is cool, but man, Greece is all right. You know, like I could definitely see that. And then you start realizing, oh, I grew out of that phase. So you see my point in this is that when you want to have that clear slate mentally, when you're dating somebody, you're fucked in a way. It's like, you know, you're not giving them the opportunity to prove themselves to be worthy or to be genuine, because you're still stuck in that mindset or in that loop of the past relationship. And I see this happening with women more times than not. And I just get blown away, because I'm saying to myself, why don't you just go day to day? Why can't you just, because this guy, you know, does vaping, or this guy is in a hobby that is not in your wheelhouse, does that make him a lesser man? Does that make him somebody that you're not compatible with? Right? I mean, I'm not saying that you don't, some people just want full compatibility on all spectrums, but you really have to identify what that person looks like. Like for me, I knew the person that I was going to date was going to be well-balanced like I am, was going to be open-minded, was understanding of fluidity in a relationship. I was understanding the priorities were going to match as far as how we felt about parenting, how we felt about life and all these different things. And when you have a high level of compatibility, sure, there's differences. Like, you know, like in my relationship, we call each other yin and yang. I mean, we're not necessarily opposites, though, but we're definitely in the same zip code. It's just she's on a different side of the street. You know, just different. It's just different. But we still speak the basic core languages of our foundations, that we're totally fine. Because you, realistically, you never going to, I'm not saying you can never find 100% compatibility, but it's very rare that you find somebody that has lived through the same life that you've lived through. There have been modifications to it, you know, some changes to it, but you know, overall, you have to realize that people have different experiences. And for me, the beautiful thing is I go into a relationship with a different mindset, saying, okay, my current girl is not like the past person I dated or the past person I was in a relationship with. None of that. Like, this person deserves the right to just show me what they're all about. And that's what I usually ask. I say, okay, show me what your life's all about. Show me what you like to do. Don't do whatever. As long as you're not forcing me, that's one of my things. As long as you're not forcing me to be what you expect me to be, because I already gave you who I am, I already told you who I am, then I'm cool. Then I can accept that. Like, it has to come on my own terms. If I want to be doing dancing with you, if I want to be horseback riding with you, as you love to, whatever things you love to do, I'm like, I don't do that now. So don't force me into it. You know, I support you doing it. But if you're that girl that you have to have the guy horseback riding right away, then it's like, okay, well, you really have to break down the person that you want to be with and then search for that and look for those indicators before, once you're initially meeting them. But clearing the slate is something that I see people not do, because they're still traumatized by their past. And if you feel like you're one of those people that all of a sudden – the guy does something that you've experienced before, but he himself hasn't done anything yet. Meaning like that if you're used to the person all of a sudden getting back into his routine, maybe not making time, I get you got to look out for those red flags. But until they show you that they're just like the past, then you have to give people the benefit of the doubt, I feel. And sometimes your gut instinct may overcome that. And that's cool. I'm not saying there are exceptions can't be made to that gut feeling, intuition, because trust it at the end of the day. But if you're really confused, then it's like you didn't do your proper work as a person to get better, to learn from the past, to kind of break down what it is that you desire in your life. And you, it seems like you're running into people that you're used to dealing with. All of us do that, right? Many of us do that, I should say. That we kind of go with certain traits of what we find attractive instead of realizing, hey, if you're going for the guy with money, guess what? More times than not, that guy's going to want full autonomy control. And you're a person that you don't like being controlled and being told what to do. Okay, so what's the problem here? Then you're going to have to understand that, okay, if you want that lifestyle, if you want that man with money that takes care of you, like if he was a dad, then you're going to have to probably be more subservient than you'd like to be. Because men that have money, that have position and provide, more times than not, they're going to feel like they have to be in control. They're control freaks. That's the way they got to where they're at. I'm not saying that there aren't men that are more like what you desire, but I'm just telling you in that pool of what you require, there's more times than not, you're going to run into those men that need that full control. And so you're going to have to do some self-reflection. Like there is no, like women just want like that hybrid, you know, like a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a bit of that. It's like, no, like you're dealing in extremes. Like when I know, like I said, I was dealing in dating, there was no hybrid. There was no people that were like taking it day to day. And basically I'm saying, look, I'm not trying to get married, but I'm not trying to fuck on the first night. That was always my thing. And they're like, okay, so you're not getting married, but you're not trying. What are we doing here? You're wasting my time. And I'm saying to myself, what the fuck you mean I'm wasting your time? I'm not wasting your time. I'm taking it day to day, just getting to know you. You know, but I don't want to be rushing to whatever this journey is meant to be between me and you. It's going to play out the way it's supposed to. Okay. Don't put any pressure. And it's sad because, you know, I leave with this because I was saying this to my partner that the people that thought like that were married. Married and unhappily married women. Can you believe that? Because they weren't in a rush. They weren't in a rush for anything. You know, they're already legally tied. Crazy, right? To think that there's a lot of married women out there that they weren't in a rush to get divorced. They were living in a situationship with somebody. It was the people that were in complicated situations that were thinking along the lines of how I thought. So, but it was rare because when you find a fully single dating woman, it was this fear of them. Like they needed to be locked in and sending pictures on social media to let everybody know they're in a relationship. And I'm saying to myself, how can you like, and then 6 months later, they realize that, okay, this guy's not, you know, they end up finding out some things about the guy because they were just rushing to be in a status with somebody, you know, but overall, man, if you clear the slate and give somebody the opportunity to show that they're not what you maybe fully desired, like from that Vegas trip, but it's something better and different. It has the potential. But if you're stubborn in your ways and you're stubborn and because you, I get it. Like you have every right to chase what you chase, but you have to be honest with yourself and understand what the world out there is providing to you on a dating level.